Okay, thanks. Well, good evening. This is Gordon Martinez. The show is called American Honor, and it's brought to you by RBN. Call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. The topic we're going to talk about today, as usual, is corruption, in local and state and federal government. And the way to combat corruption is to expose it. So every chance I get, whenever I see an issue that needs exposing, well, we're going to talk about it. Well, the latest trend seems to be that we need to, at least the mainstream news media needs to do, is to keep bashing President Trump. It doesn't matter what President Trump does. It could be the most blatant, play suggestion that the president makes, and immediately the mainstream news media tells everybody that it was too late, it was too early, it was not a topic that should be discussed, and that the president was wrong in even bringing it up. What seems to be the trend these days? I wish that President Trump and his advisors would just not pay any attention to the mainstream news media now. They've proven the fact that they deal in fake news, they're not trustworthy, and that all they do is give their opinion on anything that happens to sensationalize it. That's all that's happening. And people are buying into it. Don't do it. It causes a lot of stress. Keeps everybody on edge. They're willing to accept any explanation or any crisis that occurs from the mainstream news media as an answer to what has occurred. My God, I'm surprised we still don't talk about that 2.2-mile shot into that Islam man from that Canadian citizen. Yeah, there was one funny antidote to that was that an American citizen said that the Canadian man was probably trained in the United States in order to make that kind of shot. I thought that was kind of funny. It seems like that's what the federal government does. All it does is just jump on any type of crisis that comes up, and then they make up something that makes the American federal government look good, look like we're in control, that the federal government is involved in everything, and there isn't anything anybody can do about it, that the federal government is all-seeing, and it's in everything, doesn't matter what you do. He controls all emails, texts, broadcasts, especially one like RBN. RBN talks about everything. Talks about every imaginable thing that comes along. So, this is basically what we have nowadays. I wish somebody would call in. Last time we were discussing some of the real reasons that 9/11 occurred and how 9/11 occurred. There was even a discussion that Building 7 never occurred. Well, that's pretty, Building 7 was pretty evident to at least New Yorkers. They put up, allegedly, because I haven't been in New York, allegedly they put up a 70-foot sign. It was talking about building number 7, why it fell down, just like building number 1 and 2. Building number 7 is the big question. Nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about how many people were killed in that building, or if there was anybody killed in that building. Maybe that building was just ready for demolition, and Cloverman decided, why not? We've already got 2 buildings down, well, let's put a 3rd one. Nobody's going to associate the two. And that's basically what the lie is all about. That building number 7 doesn't have anything to do with building number 1 and number 2, even though it also was demolished. Controlled demolition, just like building number 1 and building number 2. If you don't believe that, that's occurred, well, again, there's some swampland, I'm sure, in Florida that is just waiting for somebody to come in and scoop it up. Anyway, today we're broadcasting directly from a phone as Skype was kind of not working too well today. So if you call in, there may be a little technical difficulty, but no big deal. We'll talk about everything. I heard some news even in good old Las Vegas. Yes, there is another ex-cop that is that wants to talk about the corruption in Las Vegas in the police department, the LVMPD. Well, this is great news. I seem to be the only one that decided to talk about it. I talked about it when I was running for sheriff back in 2010 and 2006. In 2002, I talked about the corruption in there. That there weren't too many listeners. They weren't interested. All they wanted to do was just move on and keep business as usual. Well, that business as usual really started getting dark, especially when the police department assassinated, or I should say, just murdered a narcotics informant out in northern Nevada, and I happened to come across the case from an informant. His name was Daniel Barker, and he told me about this narcotics informant that was registered with the LVMPD, that they police department, along with drug dealers, took the informant out to a small little town between Ely and Las Vegas, and tied the informant to a chair, a big piece of plastic, and showed him that what happens to informants of the LVMPD narcotics section. And they proceeded to blow his brains out. Then they buried the body outside near where the summer cabin was, where they did this. And then just moved on. And these are all drug dealers and mules and users. And it was ugly. But the police department was involved in that. Anyway, I came across the case and I proved it. I proved that, and I started identifying the participants in that murder, along with the help, of course, of my informant, who was also involved in it and put a bullet in the narcotics informant's head. Well, as I was proceeding with my investigation and also identifying the participants, I ran into a blockade by the LVMPD. They didn't want me to work the case. The fact is, they kept piling other cases on me, so I would be diverted from working this case. Never did finish it, because I couldn't get any cooperation from anybody in the police department. Example of the corruption that... Say again? So... We got a caller? Okay, hey, Richard, are you there on the line?
It's Rob in Chicago. How you doing, Gordon?
Hi, Rob, how you doing?
Good. Hey, my first question is, were you not live last week, or did I somehow get
a
retake? Okay, yeah, some couple weeks now that I've heard of like a repeat, and I'm like, oh, I didn't really know if it was me or
just saw a diabetic neuropathy is really playing hell with me and ravaging me. So what's on your mind today?
Nothing. I was just picking up on your earlier, you know, how you introed into the conversation. So how does this topic come to your mind this week? Because of you were talking about the media and their attacks on Trump. So what do you got for
us? Oh, yeah. Well, do you look at it? I mean, the question that they posed to the public, it was so obnoxious. It said, if you're a real Trumper, are you going to go with Trump all the way, no matter what he comes up with in this health care bill and this reform? And there were actually people that said, oh, yeah, it doesn't matter what Trump says. We're just going to follow him blindly. And if this new health care bill has pieces of Obama is still in it, well, that's okay, but because Trump says it's okay. I mean, there's actually people that says, oh, no, it doesn't matter. I'm still a Trumper, and I'll go along with everything he says. Well, this is ridiculous. I'm not how people can think that way.
Were you on a certain channel or a radio station you heard that from?
On Newsmax.
Oh.
You ever watch it? You ever watch Newsmax?
I didn't know. Isn't that just an article page?
They have some commentators on there, various ones, and this is one of the questions that they posed to the public. Is, would you just follow Trump blindly, and no matter what he says, because you're a Trumper? Of course, the percentage was like 75% of the people says, oh, yeah, we follow Trump no matter where it goes. I mean,
well, that's interesting.
Go ahead. What?
Sorry. Newsmax isn't exactly corporate media, but it is one of the more mainstream sites out there. And coincidentally, Newsmax is the guy that owns it, is a good old friend of Trump's. He knows Trump for like over 30 years or so.
Uh-huh.
He actually goes to Mar-a-Lago and, you know, he's a member of Mar-a-Lago and all this other stuff. Just throwing it in there.
Mm-hmm. What's his name?
I can't remember offhand, whoever the owner is. I don't have access to my computer right now. But you heard, there's stories like he was at, because he's come out, like I've heard him on Savage, where he's talking about when he ran into Trump at Mar-a-Lago, he came out with this story and how Savage has run into Trump at Mar-a-Lago. This is back 2-3 months ago.
Oh, yeah?
But as far as corporate media goes and all these attacks on Trump and, you know, there's never...
Looking in the reverse now.
Well, people, here's the bottom line. Nobody can recollect in their lifetime and maybe in history, anybody, any pushback on a president in history as what's going on with Trump. And the number one thing behind it is, well, there's many reasons, just like there's many reasons they took down the top. There's attacks on the Pentagon and the towers and Building 7. Many reasons. There's always many reasons behind it. But one, Trump wasn't supposed to be president. They promised Hillary the presidency. She was supposed to be the candidate. She's the one that was going to carry out the agenda. She knew what she had to do. She was going to be their puppet, and that's where they needed to go. And all the media and everybody was on board with this, and you knew during that election cycle, no matter how many candidates there were, they were pumping for Hillary Clinton. She was supposed to be it. But, you know, there wasn't enough. They couldn't, you know, they're brainwashing for the American public. Man, too many people were fighting it and fought it and got past it. And I think the big reason we were able to fight it is because they actually put a criminal in front of us. There was enough people that knew Hillary Clinton's 40 years of corruption, you know? So that was their biggest mistake. If they could have pulled it off with maybe somebody else. A lot of people say maybe they would have voted for Bernie Sanders, you know, which people aren't as familiar with his past as they are with the Clinton's past. So they made a huge mistake on that. But bottom line is, yeah. Have you heard of Project Mockingbird?
Negative. Tell me about it.
Well, it's the old it's a CIA program, and basically since NBC, ABC, CBS, ever since there's been three channels, and the government and their agencies realize they can use these information channels to tell their lies and persuade the public, there's been CIA basically controlling it. So basically they feed the media, here's your talking points, this is what you tell the public, here's your script, you go for it. However you got to convince them, you convince them. And too often the CIA people are literally writing all the scripts, and this is what you say verbatim, and that's how the message has been going out. That's been going on for decades. And it was exposed, I don't know what it was exposed exactly, but it's been going on since at least the 50s. And people found out about it. It was exposed. They thought, you know, maybe people thought it would have gone away since it was exposed, but it never has. There's basically a CIA agent in just about every major media outlet out there. Anderson Cooper, CIA, you know.
Mm-hmm.
These people are literally affiliated, work for, or work with, hand-in-hand, the CIA. They are paid to tell the lies. Brzezinski from MSNBC, you know, all of them, Morning Joe, Anderson Cooper, every single one of them, they're paid the big bucks to lie to the public.
Right.
So,
right. You know, I need to tell you about an incident that happened way back in the 80s when I was a patrol officer in Las Vegas. And this is pretty much... convinced me that things aren't always what they appear, and that the federal government has got their fingers into everything. So I'm minding my own business, just doing patrol around 6th and Bonneville in Las Vegas. And like I usually do, I patrolled with my lights off. After I would pass a certain location, I would turn off my lights, and you would see all the nighttime activity occur in your rearview mirror after you passed, because they've definitely noticed the police car. So I'm driving with my lights off, and I see this shadowy figure come from between some residential houses. So I immediately activate, go over, and I stop this person. And, boy, I could feel the vibes coming off of him. It was just like a loudspeaker telling me that this is all wrong and this is fake. So, anyway, I pulled him, had him come in front of the car. I asked for a backup. Backup came, and I had him covered. And I went over and started searching him. Sure as shit, there was a cocked and locked 45 caliber pistol in his waistband. I immediately hooked him up and then started searching him more. And I found wire. I found duct tape that was wrapped around the wire. I found a screwdriver and an ice pick and the gloves, of course, and the mask. And, of course, he's not saying a word. Nothing. He's not answering any questions. Not who he is, what he is, what he's doing there, nothing. So
no
I take him in
nothing.
For, no, nothing. He has zero. So I take him in, and he had the Levi's on, but they were too clean for this dirtbag to be a real dirtbag. And he was too clean shaven, even though he was all hairy. His hair was clean, all this other stuff, all the stuff that they forget to do. You know? And so I brought him in. And I arrested him for prowling and possession of burglary tools and that type of stuff. Anyway, it was a good arrest, good ops. Next thing you know, I hear from the detective bureau that the arrest that I made was not a good one, and that they let the guy go, and that that's the end of that. So I went on out there to try to follow it up, and then I found out that he was a member of Secret Service. Well, that's what they told me anyway. And then I says, oh, okay, well, why didn't he say so? Why didn't he, you know, just... And he goes, well, you know, that's how they operate. So anyway, we let him go and da-da-da. So I began asking questions. I says, well, why does a selective or customer service agent have those type of burglary tools. That's a robbery pack. That's one of those things that that bad guys carry around when they're going to.
You got the music.
There's my music. I stay on the line. I'll be back.
All right.
She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrong.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
Oh, woman, don't treat me so mean.
Well, the music seems to be back, so I'm going to just go ahead and start. This is Gordon Martinez with American Honors, brought to you by RBN. And the phone-in call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. And we were discussing an incident that occurred back in the early 80s when I was a patrol officer in Las Vegas. Robert, are you still there?
I am.
Okay. So anyway, it always left a bad taste in my mouth that it was handled just like this, and I wasn't even part of the group that somebody could finally say, oh, yeah, this guy's Secret Service, and he was operating. Well, I guess more questions come up. He was operating. What kind of federal agent or secret agent carries that kind of little robbery kit? That's a kidnapping kit where you use a wire, you use the duct tape, you use the screwdriver, and the ice pick in order to make illegal entries. I mean, we're not talking about just your regular, we're talking about a black ops type of thing, and that these individuals are operating in your community right around residential district. I still don't know what he was doing between those residential houses. I mean, these are just regular everyday people that are trying to make a living, and then you have some spook like this running around. And what's with the mask and those kind of tools? I mean, you know how close that came to somebody getting shot? I mean, it puts everybody at risk. So, I don't know. That's always stuck with me. And I still have the booking form where they used to take a little picture and then staple it right to the booking form, and I still have it. And it's it just leaves a very ugly feeling in your gut when you hear things like this happening. So what do you think, Robert?
Well, I'm not surprised by any of it. They're dirty birds. They're playing a spy game. They've been playing a spy game on Americans for, you know, over a century, you know.
Right.
So, private citizens.
Exactly. And I'm thinking, well, what are these people? I mean, they can't be part of a big spy ring that needs to be stopped by our federal government. It just left a really bad taste in my mouth that a federal agent that we employ, that we trust to, you know, uphold the Constitution, is carrying implements that are not constitutional. They're not if you use those kind of implements on American citizens, that's not constitutional. I guess that's just my feeling, an ideology that that stayed with me for a long time. So
there's a lot of confirmed stories. I mean, they haven't just been bugging people's phones. They haven't just been breaking into their houses and going through their stuff. They've been planting stuff on people's computers. They've been, when they plant evidence, you know, on people, you know. They've been doing all this stuff. It's all dirty tricks. They've been doing it for, again, decades, if not over a century, you know.
Right. You know, when I hear cases where people have got child porn or some type of pornography on there that's illegal, I always think, well, how do you defend that? Somebody comes in there and puts I've had my house broken into, and nothing was taken. Things were disturbed. And then, of course, the worst comes to mind. Hell, I had to throw everything out of my refrigerator. I didn't know what they might have put in my food. What they might put in your toothpaste or in your toiletries. I threw out everything. And I still had an uneasy feeling. Of course, I've also had my brake line punctured in three different places. That's not a good thing.
You got more music.
I beg your pardon?
You got more music.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't think it's time yet.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
You and me, no matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I've been waiting for something to happen, for a week or a month or a year, with the blood in the ink of the headline.
And that basically reinforced the fact that things aren't always what they appear to be. Now, understand, I've got a great deal of experience in law enforcement, 39 years. Now, I'm not saying I'm anything exceptional, except I've been around a lot and I pay attention. There really isn't any question that you might have in your mind that if you'd like to ask me, go right ahead. I'd be more than happy to tell you the truth on what I experienced and what I saw. So anyway, we were talking about that shadowy figure that I stopped in the middle of a residential area, and the implements and tools that he was carrying with him were a very disturbing feeling in my mind and in my gut that the federal government doesn't always play by the rules. And I'm a big rule follower. The Constitution is just a magnificent document that people should take advantage of. They should read it. Anybody has not read the Constitution, they should, because it's very important. That's a lot of good information on it. I've probably read it about, well, I would say 20 times. I made out pocket-size constitutions to give out when I was running for sheriff, and I promised that every police officer in uniform would be carrying that small pocket-size constitution book just to make sure that they don't violate it.
Violation written all over him. federal agent. And I kept asking myself, what does a federal agent need? A nice stick, screwdriver, a wire, duct tape, mask, gloves for?
This is the United States of America. We're not a KGB and all this secret stuff that plays dirty tricks on Americans. This is the United States of America. So, anyway, Rob, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So, is there
speaking
anything
of the Constitution. Well, speaking of the Constitution.
Yep.
These are RBN listeners, so they very well know what I'm about to say is that it is a very powerful document. That, along with the Bill of Rights, it's basically an extension of the Declaration of Independence. Again, a very powerful document. It was actually created to govern our governors rather than to be a weapon to be used against us. You know, let me finish this off. Next to that, that Constitution is what makes America unique to the rest of the world, because no other country in the rest of the world, not Europe, not Asia, not, you know, any of these other countries, have a document such as ours. The guys that created it, you know, as many arguments as they had and what they came down to, again, created something that is amazing. And without it, we would probably be no better than what's going on in Europe, Middle East, you name it. Go ahead.
Right. What's your favorite amendment, Bob?
Geez, there's so many good ones to choose from. I mean, starting with number one, without the free speech, we'd really be able to pike. I mean, we wouldn't be able to be talking right here, right now, about anything.
That's
you know,
right.
You say the wrong word, and somebody, without free speech, you say the wrong word, and they either lock you up or shoot you in the head. You know,
right.
Without the First Amendment, they're able to be in Europe, and if you say something bad on Facebook that they don't like, they can come to your house and arrest you. You know,
that's right.
Without the First Amendment, you'll be, you know, as much as I, you know, do not dislike Russia, there's still some things there that aren't too cool. Like if you say anything negative about the Red Army, they'll arrest you. You know, so there's just. It's great. And then, of course, the Second Amendment, which is something that we ought not take for granted, because every country that doesn't have their, you know, right to their guns encounters genocide, you know, period.
That's right. I look at the Second Amendment as enforcing all the other amendments. Second Amendment makes sure that all the other amendments are followed.
Well, we got our, here's, since you have access to RBM, I'm assuming you have access to the archives?
I beg your pardon, what kind of archives?
Like, yeah, RBN archives, like you can listen to other people's shows that you missed, like today or last week or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Well, Rick Adams had a constitutional lawyer on today, and they went thoroughly through the Second Amendment. They went through about talking about the Constitution and the Second Amendment and the fight that was taking place to actually make sure that everybody in the United States was able to have that right to bear arms. You know?
Right.
So it was a good show. I learned a lot from Rick Adams, I'll tell you that. I mean, I've been tuning into him when I can, and I kick myself when I miss him, but every time I tune into his show, he's got somebody on there talking about something that's totally enlightening.
That's great. That's good to hear. You know, I don't know if you're aware of, but the Bundy situation, Cliven Bundy.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Well, Judge Navarro came out with a decision that was just absurd. And I'm not going to let it go because I also have a column in the Las Vegas Tribune. And I'm going to talk about that decision that she made. She said, quote, if a citizen encounters a federal agent and that citizen is in possession of a gun, then that automatically is an assault against that federal agent. Quote, unquote.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe this crap?
Well, they make up their own, you know, they just make it up as they go along. A lot of those judges, they don't follow the Constitution. They just start making up their own hogwash.
Well, that's exactly what it is. And she's still in charge of that investigation. Or in charge of that, not in charge of the investigation, but in charge of the court proceedings against the Bundys. And if she has an idea in her mind that automatically, if you're carrying a gun, that's an assault against federal agents. Not pointing it, just carrying a gun.
Well, that's warm up your hands, buddy, because that Bundy case is going to start heating up real soon here. Okay, I mean everything that's gone up with the Bundy case could have happened to any one of us at any given time, and it has happened to other people. You know, it's happened to a lot of people. And this whole day, they were out to steal their land. The BLM, the whole kit and caboodle. What they're doing is it's lawlessness. You know. But what's going on right now? There's been a lot of talk this week about the Bundys. I mean, there's always talk somewhere here and there, but there's more and more information that comes out all the time, thankfully. But catch this. I don't know if you heard of this guy. His name is Larry Klayman. He's one of the founders of Judicial Watch, and he's also got a webpage, freedomwatch.usa or freedomwatchusa.org. But he is the only lawyer to ever win a case against the NSA.
Really?
And, he's the only person ever to win a case against the NSA, and it had something to do with collecting domestic phone calls from the NSA, and he won that case, and I'm not going to get into too much of that. But Klayman is also representing a whistleblower from the NSA, who actually collected a bunch of hard drives, and this is going a couple years now, where he collected a bunch of hard drives with over 600,000 or more documents on it, and all these documents have things to do with what we're talking about now, them illegally spying on people, recording their phone calls, collecting their information, and we're talking about Sheriff Apile, Alex Jones, the whole Trump family, anyone Trump had contact with, and this is going back into the Bush years. We're talking like 2002, 2003, this stuff goes back. Anybody that can make up mischief, Michael Savage, you know, just start naming off names. Sean Hannity, I mean, there's a whole list of a lot of people. They had Mar-a-Lago tapped, they had Trump Tower tapped, and I say tapped, I mean, they're listening in. Tapped is obviously an old term, but all the same. So anyway, all these documents are on there. So Klayman was trying to get this with his whistleblower to somebody to take a look at it and do something about it. So Comey, of course, has been in the FBI director for X number of years already, so they took it to Comey. Well, Comey, they bring it to him, lay out the case. Comey takes possession of these hard drives, but does absolutely nothing about it. Now, of course, this shows that there was spying going on. Well, what's been going on now? Well, Trump came out, and, you know, all the stuff about Trump and how they were, you know, spying on his campaign and, you know, listening to their conversations and recording all their stuff, but they kept denying it. Of course, Comey knows more than he's ever telling anybody. They all know, these Susan Rice, Clapper, you name it. Everybody knows what they were doing. They were all dirty. They've been breaking laws, you know, the Obama administration, even the Bush administration, just been breaking laws left and right for, you know, a couple decades here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a matter of proving it. And that's another reason they don't like Trump, because they were supposed to have Hillary in there or one of their people in there to protect them from all this stuff. That's why they went hog wild. They went hog wild and breaking as many laws ever as possible, because they never thought they'd get caught, because they were going to have their own people and they're protecting them. Well, now that Trump's in there, okay, and then we got Judicial Watch on there. We got Larry Klayman on this. You know, we're going. They're going after all these documents. Well, anyway, so Klayman is now that Comey's gone and he can't protect it, Klayman's actually trying to get those hard drives and get this stuff pushed forward because it's evidence against Comey, it's evidence against Mueller, it's evidence against Clapper, it's evidence against Obama and everybody else. Now pushing this week, you heard about the FBI agent who they indicted because he lied about that. Who was the guy that shot and killed?
Robert Finnegan.
Right, Finnegan. So they set up, and the whole story that we know going back, and I'm going to paraphrase this, is that Finnegan was actually going to going to give a speech or a community meeting or something like that, and they actually set up an ambush
and
for
him. County,
Pardon?
He was en route to a community meeting educate the residents in an adjacent county.
Right. Right, and they set up an ambush for him, and this is all, you know, this as the story goes, the real story. They set up an ambush for this guy, and of course, I don't know exactly what happened, but he ended up going past it and into the ditch, and as he gets out of his vehicle, they shoot and kill him. Now, some say he was putting his hands up into the air, but the FBI story is he was reaching into his pocket for a gun, you know, so of course, they're lying. Somebody's lying, but not this FBI agent. You've heard this story this week. This FBI agent got indicted. You haven't heard this?
No, I didn't indict him for shooting Robert Finnegan.
Well, he got indicted for lying about the story because they say that they didn't, you know, how it actually happens. Like, oh, we didn't see who did it or something about how he's lying. But anyway, this one FBI agent's getting indicted for it. So that opened up the door for Klayman to come in there, and he's gonna do. Or let me see if I can.
I didn't hear about the FBI agent getting indicted, but heard that the investigation into the shooting and everything surrounding it has all been done. Everything's closed. It's completed, and they don't find any wrongdoing by anybody except Robert Finnegan.
No. Actually, see, here's the deal. He's this claiming he's trying to get to Jeff Sessions. But Jeff Sessions, just like the whole Trump administration, is being bombarded with attacks. They're keeping him busy on the defense, that everything they're trying to do on the offense, investigating this stuff and uncover evidence is, you know, it's an uphill battle because they got all these, you know, the opposition on their back. So, you know, you got 20 tons of stuff on your back as you're trying to climb a hill, you know, at a 90 degree angle. You know, it's very difficult. So he's trying to get to Sessions, but Sessions is all wrapped up. Sessions are being accused of stuff, and he's trying to come out with these other, you know, find evidence. And, you know, it's just an uphill battle all the way. So with this Klayman on the case, and again, I email you some websites so you can go to, so you can look at this stuff in your own time.
That's right.
Yeah, you got Copper71 at Hotmail, and I meant to be sending you this stuff so you can look at it and maybe bring some of it up at your show, but I've been kind of behind myself.
I appreciate that. Information is power.
Well, the more we're informed, you know, because the more we're informed, the more we're aware of and alert to. And again, as most listeners can attest to, you know, me today, I mean, there's so much, like I was listening to Deanna, Spagola's show earlier, and he had these people on there, and the one guy is an author, and he's talking about the history of World War II and the Germans and the Russians, and, you know, and I hear new stuff all the time, and it just puts a gut, you know, this feeling in your stomach like, you know, I've been lied to my entire life. You know what I mean? They're teaching us this stuff in school, and it's just nothing but lies, you know? And it's like literally, put it in the terms, it's, you know, the Matrix, the movie, you know, how you know, Neo, you're in the Matrix, and, you know... when they pull them out, it's red pill and blue pill. I mean, it literally gives you that sick feeling.
That's right. Well, here comes the music. We probably have about 3 more minutes after they do the advertisement. Stay on the line now. Take it to the end.
And someday pass on by. I'll be working here forever, at least until I die. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week, you know damn well I won't. Working for a living, work. Working for a living, work.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We're talking with Robert. Robert, you know why I like talking to people like you is because we're like-minded. Just about everything you said, I feel, okay, and I feel it right in my gut. So if you had your magic wand, and let's just say that you were President Trump, let's say, for about 5 minutes, what would you do first?
Pull my hair out. You don't want to, really, you don't want to be President Trump, man. You don't want to be the President of the United States, not in the, you know. Look, for decades, for a long time, the President of the United States isn't who we think he is. or he or they, you know, one day maybe a she, you know, and I hope she, it's a great she, and she is for liberty and freedom and isn't controlled. But for, you know, all these years, the president is being puppeted. You know, they come out and they say what they're going to say to get in there, and sometimes they're, and most often they're pre-picked, pre-planned, you know. George Bush Jr., pre-planned, pre-picked. Obama, pre-planned, pre-picked. You know, when it came to Obama, it was supposed to be Hillary's turn. That's why Hillary threw a fit. So they said, okay, Hillary, you go ahead and run. If they like you, then we'll go with you. But we're putting this Obama character in there. He's a rock star. Remember that? This is a rock star. So then, but they, there was a good time for a black president. So they put Obama in there. And, man, he did the job they wanted to. Now it was Hillary's turn. They said, Hillary, we promised it to you. You've done such a good job for us all these years. It's your turn. And that's what they were doing. Everybody was, get Hillary in there, get Hillary in there, and we're going to carry on our communist, Marxist, socialist, gun-taking agenda to take over America once and for all. And man, we defeated that plan. So,
yes, we're close, though.
What would I do is what everybody says that he should have done. He should have went in there. He should have stopped the NSA, just shut the NSA down, shut the CIA down, fired everybody that's been a career statesman or, you know, all these career people in the White House and hanging out there that are doing their own thing, from the EPA to the BLM, but that, you know, they're just doing whatever they want. You know, making their own policies, following some crypto agenda that has nothing to do with freedom, liberty, and whatever. Just fire, fire, fire. You know, that's the one thing. What is Donald Trump famous for? The Apprentice. You're fired. We need to have like a little billboard, like, you know, a scoreboard. How many times does he say, you're fired? So far, it's not enough.
Right.
One thing that he's so famous for, not just being a real estate billionaire, but you're fired, and he's not doing it for us, you know, because that's what he has to do, because these people got to go. And then he's got to get people that aren't recommended by Ranch Priebus or Condoleezza Rice.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, fire a lot of people. Great. That's what I'd be doing. Shut down agencies that don't are anti-constitution and anti-rights, and just fire, fire, fire.
I have the music. I'm glad we covered. We covered a lot of information. Thank you for calling. Call back. And I'd like to continue this conversation. So for all of you out there, don't say there hasn't been. It's been a flight. And stay safe and take care. This is George Martinez signing off.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.